add to the beautiful music that's just been playing and say to you, welcome to Graduate Chapel 2005. I suppose we could add, let the excitement begin. And possibly it already has in each of your hearts, especially for all of you families and friends of the graduates this evening. I want you to lift your eyes to the screen as we begin. We're going to be singing, and for the first two stanzas of Great is Thy Faithfulness, let's remain seated, allow our seniors to come and to process, and then we'll ask you to stand for the third stanza. Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Let's continue to pray. Father, you have heard the praise from our hearts, from our lips, from our very lives. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for your faithfulness. And we anticipate hearing from you through our brothers and sisters in Christ as they give witness to your unfailingness. We ask it and look forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is one of my favorite chapels. It is a chance for us to see and to hear how God has been at work through the lives of men and women called by him to serve him. And they've said yes. So, graduates, you ready? All in favor say aye. Okay, so I want the first row to stand. And if you'll come this way. For those of you who haven't been a part of this chapel service before, it's the opportunity for the graduates to give praise to God for his faithfulness during their time at NBC. So, Clyde, come on up. Turn over here.
Good evening. First, I would like to give a special thanks to God for his eternal love and faithfulness. Without him, I could do nothing. I would like to give special thanks to Professors Denny and Ann Hage for their loyal advice and encouragement. Mrs. Hage, from time to time, reminded me of the piano teachers back home in the South who would slap your knuckles if you continued to play with bad fingering. She would always catch my bad fingering, even if the scale sounded correctly. 10 times out of 10, she would know it. So I want to give her special thanks. Also, special thanks to Dr. Richard Lewis, whose genuine compassion consistently shows through in his classes. Well, 1/2 score and 5 years ago, I came to the Nazarene College expecting to just study music, but God had other plans. God has put me through the fire with biblical and theological classes that I can truly say I have been set on fire, as we say in the Black Church, by the Holy Ghost. Music through praise and worship is a daily lifestyle where I assert must exhibit the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15 years ago, I was not sure that studying music was my calling at NBC. But today I know that God has guided me and it has increased my desire to serve God's people according to Matthew 28:18-20, through music, his word, and prayer. Although I still have credits to go and to complete, I do not want to see too much of this college after I leave here. I'm tired. It's been a long time. And I know that it's God's will that I can should show myself approved. And I continue to want to study and to be blessed by attending annual workshops. I usually do most of my testimony through music, and I'm going to just briefly go through a little piece on the piano. It's We've Come This Far by Faith. Thank you.
play a piece on the piano. So, you know, I'd have to follow a music student. But anyway, great is thy faithfulness. How true that is. That song says, thou changest not. We know his word says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how true that's been for me. When I came here, I stayed about a year and a half and left. Went back home for family reasons. He was the same. I stayed online classes for a couple of years. He was the same. He made a way for me to come back to Colorado Springs. He was the same then, and he's the same now. How many times I never thought I would be standing right here. I really didn't think I would make it. But thanks be to God, because he's ever been faithful. And he's still faithful as we look forward to the road that's ahead, to the assignments that we go to. He's still making a way for us to go into the next chapter of our lives. And so I just want to thank God, thank NBC, all the faculty. They've been great. And I especially want to extend a thanks to my Alabama connection, Miss Vernell Posey over there. Anytime I needed some dirt on Alabama, I would just go to her, and she would clue me in. But it's been great, and God has been ever faithful. Amen.
My experience here has taught me that God's faithfulness shows up when you least expect it. You expect it as a believer, but students, faculty, family members, pastors, friends, letters that come just at the right time, people who love you and are willing to tell you that they love you. God has been faithful to me in all of these ways. He's proved himself, and I believe that he'll prove himself to each one of you as we graduate as graduates in the next step, but also as students every day in every class. It's an amazing journey, isn't it? God is faithful.
What a time. Short doors are even worse. I was just telling a couple of my classmates, I had to pay extra for my gown. They had to sew two together. What a tremendous time. As a non-Nazarene, for a long time, I could not understand why it was that God led me to the Nazarene Bible College. But there was a reason. The reason I chose it was because a set of numbers. This is a totally different story, which I will not get into. But I came here searching. The plan that God had was to take this individual and to turn him into something that he was not. That was a Christian. For so many years, I was very comfortable with sin in my life. It was a part of my life. I came here expecting to get an education, which I did. But God had something else in mind. He wanted to turn me inside out and make me a brand new person. It was because of holiness that I came here. It was because of holiness is what I needed. It was holiness that I have received. I do not say that I am there yet. I have a long ways to go. But because of you folks, I'm a bit closer. And I thank God for that, because I know it will make a difference, not only in my life, but the life of my family and the lives of others that I touch. I thank you very much. God bless you.
The scriptures say, be confident of this, that he that began a good work in you shall bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Last night, as I pulled out my spiritual journal, which I'd really never kept a journal before, but after enjoying two classes in spiritual formation, brought some real transformation into my own life, and a new journey and a new road in my life, and I thank God for that. I left here in 1990, graduated here with an associate's degree, and I'm so glad that God brought me full circle back to the Bible College. I love this sacred place. I love the sacred faculty. I love a special soul friend that I've met here since I've been here, and that has been real to me and comforting to me. I thank God for the spiritual transformations that He brings about in people's lives that are willing to open themselves up to Him. For you see, God is in the business of redecorating lives. If you allow Him to come into your inner sanctuary, God will begin to maybe gut out the whole place. He likes to hang His pictures in His place. He likes to be Lord of that place. And I love Him supremely. I'm glad He's my Lord and Savior and my Master. And I look forward to completing His work in the rest of my days, working for Him as co-workers in ministry. Thank you.
Karen and I are a team, and we have been called here by God to this holy hill for Him to set our lives in motion to do His will. We have been faithful to His call, and now we eagerly await the next step in our journey as we follow His leading. I have learned that before He can do a work through me, that He will do a work in me. I'm not the same person that I was 5 years ago. And I want to thank the NBC faculty and for their standard of excellence and for their grace when it was needed. After all, according to one of our wise professors here at NBC, God doesn't want us to be sloppy Christians. There are those who have gone before us, have left us a legacy of distinction and service, and we will walk in their footsteps. And we ask that you do the same. I would like to thank God for His faithfulness in my life, meeting my needs. I'd like to thank my wife, Karen, for her unwavering devotional and her love, and I love you, Karen. The professors, the office staff, and my colleagues, I will remember you always.
Well, 4 years seemed like a long time then. Now it was only a breath of wind. In the house that I lived in before I came here, we kept a little dry erase marker board up on the refrigerator where my family and I would leave little encouraging notes to one another. One that I remember fondly is one that my mom left me that says, "Hell is full. So from now on, everyone goes to heaven." Yes, it's a bad joke, but I thought it was pretty funny at the time. Not long after that, I was going through a very despairing time in my life, and I went by one afternoon on that board and I scrawled the words, "What if this is as good as it gets?" Well, not long after, my father saw this note as he was passing by, and he wrote underneath it, "What if it gets a whole lot better?" Not long after that, I found myself here back in Colorado Springs attending this school. And the encouragement I want to leave those that are here is this. I have been on my knees and cried at this altar. And I have also had the astounding privilege of standing on the stage behind me in the marriage to my wife. And I want all of you to know that when you stand in the valley and your hand reaches up to the light, I want you to know that the hand of God not only sits ready to grasp your hand, but he is there in the valley with you. Thank you.
Back in California, where I come from, we used to sing a song called I Walk by Faith. That's what I've done. God has been with us this whole time, through the mountaintop experiences and through the valleys. And there have been the valleys. I'm not going to stand up here and say there's no valleys, because we're all going to go through the valleys at one time or another. But God has been faithful. And God will be faithful tomorrow. And God will be faithful when you guys are standing up here next year. He will be faithful. So guys who are not in the black robes tonight, you will make it. This is the second time I've been able to wear a gown like this. First time, it was an AS degree. I didn't graduate high school. I didn't get the opportunity to do that. So this time, I stand here proud. But I couldn't have done it with a lady standing in the back. She's holding a baby, but it's not ours. But I couldn't have done it with her, without her. And there's three boys in the back. That I couldn't have done it without them either. So I thank you, boys, for standing there when I didn't want to go, when I felt I couldn't continue. I knew I had to because of them. So I thank you, boys, and I thank you, Gigi. And I also thank God, because he has been there the whole time.
I give witness to God's faithfulness. When I brought my family here many years ago, I really didn't know how I would provide financially for that family, for my family. I didn't know how my children would survive that change emotionally. I didn't know how my wife would really survive the change from New York, taken from her, you know, where she grew up, her whole time, her family and her friends and all that. But God did provide in all those areas, financially, emotionally, spiritually, abundantly, far more than I could have ever dreamed up, schemed up, or thought or planned ahead, really almost to the point of embarrassment. And I give witness to God for doing that. Thank you.
God is good. And all the time? Amen. It is increasingly apparent that I stand here only by the grace of God today. And I would be less than truthful to tell you that it's been a rosy path since 2001. But it certainly has been a path of growth. Times of anxiety, times of excitement, times of frustration, times of joy. Boy, I'm experiencing some joy right now. But it's through those times that we allow God to grow in us, ministers. It is through those times we'll remember when we're out in the ministry, our experiences here. Yes, the grades are important. Yes, the knowledge that we have such a great privilege to obtain here is important. But our life is beyond that. Our life is larger than that. I allowed myself to learn what it was to love here. I learned what it was to be lovable. If we focus our eyes on the perfect example of unconditional love, Jesus Christ will show us the way. There's tremendous comfort in that. I would encourage husbands and wives, parents, invest in your families here. invest in each other and allow God to invest in you and allow him to follow through in you his plan. God is faithful.
Have you ever watched that show called I Love Lucy? Well, Ricky Ricardo, when he gets mad, he starts speaking in Spanish. Now, I'm not mad, but if I start speaking in Spanish, it's because I'm excited. I was born in Peru, in a little town called Cusco, up in the mountains, about 10,000 feet above sea level. And when I was 5, 6 years old, my passion was to play soccer. I didn't have a soccer ball back then, but my friends and I used anything that would roll down the dirt field. Sometimes it was the head of my sister's dolls. Or we were good with newspapers. We would just put them together, put tape around them, and make a soccer ball out of it. And we would play soccer all day long. It was my passion. And back then, I didn't have an idea, not even a clue, that one day I would come to the United States and let alone graduate from Nazarene Bible College. And when I look at those years, I can see the grace of God actively working in my life, even in the life of a kid who punished his sister's dolls. And I thank him for being with me the whole way. And he's not done with us. He still wants to be actively involved in our lives. And I praise him that he speaks different languages and he understands all of us. Thank you.
I sat where some of you students are sitting last year, and my heart and my mind were full of the things that I wanted to say if this day ever came. But to be honest with you, the last year has been so hard, I can't remember anything past a few months ago. Actually, all I simply can do tonight is to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to thank him for the strength, to thank him that he has found me faithful, to thank him that he has called me and appointed me to his service. I have been overwhelmed the last couple weeks with God's faithfulness, so I had chosen a few words from our hymn that we sang earlier to express my testimony to God's faithfulness. You know, I thought about the summer and winter and springtime and harvest, and I thought about all the summers and winters and springtimes and harvest since we came here. And I can look to each of those seasons and see a trial. I can point back to a specific thing. But I can't look at that trial without remembering God's great faithfulness. You will have trials, whether they're health or financial. Whatever they are, God will be faithful. There is no doubt in that. I look at the strength for today. Each day, his mercies are new each morning. Those mornings when you get up with 2 hours of sleep, it's God's mercy that gets you through that day. There is bright hope for tomorrow. Sometimes the strength has come in the form of my husband, emotionally and physically. Sometimes the hope has come through a professor, a preaching professor that continually assures you that it will be okay. His compassions fail not. That comes from other students, and that comes from faculty members, people who walk beside you and help you walk this journey. There is no shadow of turning in him. The same God that saved you called you. He has not moved. He has not changed his mind. He will be faithful. He will not turn. Don't you turn either.
I guess one thing that I just want to say to all you sitting here looking up at us right now is just be proud of the message that you're learning about. And be proud of the God you serve. Wear that cross. Go to that church with honor and pride, knowing that I serve a living God. And that same love and grace that rose Lazarus from the dead, and that same love and grace and power that allowed Jesus to walk on the waters and do all these miracles, that same grace that will forgive my sin and forgive your sin and every sin out there, is that grace that brought you here. And it will be the grace that will bring you back up here. Hold on. Don't let go. And you guys, you can't do it in your own power. You got to let it go and let that grace of God and the Spirit just fill you, because it's not about you and me, our dreams, our aspirations. It's about God's. Return to your first love, that passion. When you feel weak, return to that call that you felt on that day or night or whenever it is for you. And God will carry you through. And I guess right now I want to talk to single people too, because I know what it's like to be here. I came out when I was 18, and it was really hard. And I'm from California too, and it was a long way away from anyone I ever knew or cared about. And you guys need each other, and it's of the utmost importance. I'm telling you from experience, listen to me. You need each other. You might not know it, but you do. And so just hold on to that grace, and that same grace that brought you here and saved you will carry you through.
Well, I've heard two phrases tonight that have really struck home with me. Clyde said that it was more than he expected. It was more of a journey than he ever expected. And Wayne said that it was an incredible journey. And I want to say that both, I agree deeply with both. I have a picture here, because I believe a picture speaks 1,000 words. And I know you probably won't be able to see it very well, but it's a little boy, and he's a puzzle. And the pieces of the puzzle, he's beginning to place the pieces of the puzzle into his life. And this picture speaks of my life and my journey out here. My life before I came out here was broken. And it was shattered in pieces. Pieces that I tried to put together with alcohol and other means in my life. And I came out here expecting to prove something to God. And he said, I want to show you something while you're out here. In the 5 years that I've been here, he's been helping me put the pieces of my life back together. He's shown me things about living life. Even as a child, he said, come to me as a child. See, he's helping me to come to him as a child, to experience the fullness of his love and the fullness of a child can feel, the creativeness, the joy, the spontaneity. I've learned how to love life in this journey out here. And more than that, I've learned how to love people. God has called me to help put the pieces of other people's lives back together. But he had to put my life back together first. And I am thankful for him, and I am thankful for this journey. All of the people that have added richness to my life have helped me put the pieces together. It's been a joy, and I am thankful.
My hands are sweaty. Doesn't help. Well, this is so much fun. I have waited 4 years to stand up here and give some wisdom to the professors who have given me wisdom for the past 4 years. This is a promise that I have written that even you can use. And that my wife, who has put me through 4 years of college, through her hard work, she can use this. This is a promise from God. Students who are graduating can take this with you and use this, and the students who will be graduating. The promise is, and I knew somebody would use this, and they did. It's from Philippians 1:6. It says, "He who began a great work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." It's saying we are a great work. We are a great work. We are a role model of Christ. Christ is doing a great work in our lives. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, I took it a little step further and I found a quote from Hudson Taylor, who Bobby Jo Gunberg alluded to in her DeLong sermon series. He is a missionary from China who was not afraid to do what God has asked him to do. He said that, "I have found that there are three stages in every great work of God. The first stage is that it's impossible." And I remember when Allison and I drove up to the Bible college and that first trimester, I had that thought, this is impossible. But God makes the impossible possible, right? Then there's another stage, I call it level two, and that will be difficult. And as a 36-year-old, I did find that the Bible college was more difficult than I had imagined. There's scripture for that as well. Psalms 34:19 says, "A righteous man may have many troubles, many difficulties, but the Lord delivered him from them all." And he does. And you may find yourself in level one or level two. But the great thing is there's a level three. And that level means that, or that level is that it will be done. And tonight we're at level three, and we can say that it is done. Jesus said that. Jesus went through all these levels, and at the end he said that it is finished. Well, that's because Jesus was a great work of God, and so are we. We can say that it is finished until our next assignment, of course. But if you find yourself in one of these levels, one or level two, that's a sign from God saying that you are a great work. And so rejoice in that.
I don't know what you guys hear that baby saying, but I hear her saying, "Daddy." 17 years ago, I graduated from high school, and I can remember very clearly my dad having a conversation with me saying, "If you don't go to college now, you never will. You'll never be able to go. It'll never be easy again." There was a lot of things that my dad knew, and he knew very well, but the one thing that he didn't know is he didn't know a God that was amazing. I'm not going to tell you that it's been easy going to college at my age, at our age. But the truth is that all things are possible when God is in it. 6 years ago, Christmas Eve, I stumbled across the website for Nazarene Bible College. I was living in southern Idaho, living in a mobile home in the middle of a cornfield. Had never even heard of Nazarene Bible College, and I stumbled across this website that talked about online education, and I had never heard of it before. And I figured that as a full-time employee and a full-time dad and a full-time husband, that this was about the only way I was going to be able to go to college. And for the next couple of years, that was absolutely true. I was able to do it because God provided in so many ways. The financing was available. The time was available. I have a fantastic family and wife that I could not have done it without. But then he also saw fit to make provision to bring us out here so that I could finish the last 2 years of my education here on campus. And he's provided for us in an amazing way. And there's never been a time that we didn't know he was not going to provide. There were times that we were scared. There were times that I wanted to quit. There were times that I would go home and tell my wife I was going to quit. And any of you that would know her would know that she told me to quit whining and get to school. And I'm so thankful that she did, because I wouldn't have done it without her. Now I'm looking forward to our next step and the next phase of this journey. And the one thing that I've learned through this whole thing is that whatever lies ahead, whatever is around the next corner, God knew about it before I did. And he's providing for it far better than I ever could. And so I'm trusting in that.
My palms are sweaty too. You know I don't do this. I'm looking at Paul. He knows I don't tear up in public. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's tears of joy, I promise. We made it. Took 5 years. It was a long 5 years. Trust me, I counted the last year. Every day. Becky, Chris, David. Sorry, I'm killing that 90 seconds, aren't I? I couldn't have made it without you. I have the greatest wife. And I know there's men here that agree that their wives are great, but I think I have the greatest. She stood by me. I'm saying nothing new to all these other men I know, but she worked so hard. I couldn't have done it without her. I prayed 13 years ago for God to give me a soulmate, for God to find me a wife. And he did. And she has seen me through so much. She stood by me through this. We made it. Now, would you stand by me 2 more years so I get my master's? But there's more that I want to thank. Of course, I want to thank God. Because he gave me a family like this. And he gave me a family like this when I got here in 2000. I came into a wonderful family, into a wonderful community that is supportive, that lifts you up in prayer, that comes alongside of you when you need it, when you need someone to just put their arm around you and say, hey, I know maybe you can't make it anymore, but maybe together we can. And I won't mention professors by name, but there are a certain few that just came along and were mentors. I didn't mention anybody by name. And he's not the only one. But they're people that I could call when I needed advice, when I needed prayer. And sometimes that was a lot of days in a row. And there were people that I knew that when I turned to them, I'd get sound wisdom and godly guidance. And those are people that God puts in your path when you need them most. And I know I'm probably into 3 minutes. I'm sorry. I'll cut this short, I promise. But to those that are sitting here that are looking at this thinking, man, I don't know when I'm going to graduate, because I sat there one time and watched this service go on and thought that I did not know how many years it would take me. I was just finishing my first one, and it seemed like so far away. You will get here. You will make it. And you will stand up here like a blubbering fool and try to figure out what it is you're going to say. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." God is so faithful. He's just so faithful.
I cannot thank God enough for what he did through a man on a cross some 2,000 years ago. He died for me. He died for you. And I thank him for that. I thank him that he saved a sinner like me. For if it was not for that, I would not be here today. When I came here 5 years ago, God promised me that he would take care of us. I didn't believe him then. I didn't believe him when I got here. But I do believe him now, because he has proven it to me over and over and over that he is so faithful. I would like to say thank you to my fellow students, the staff, and my wife. God has been so faithful in giving me a wife that supports me. There's no percentage high enough to say how much she supports me. Sometimes I'm embarrassed because I think she's more excited about ministry than I am. But now God is so faithful, and I thank everybody here.
For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able. He is able. He is able. I know my Lord is able. The fact I'm standing here is Dr. Butler here in my freshly pressed gown. The fact that I'm standing here is a testament of no uncertain terms to God's faithfulness, mercy, and love. On the way in from the parking lot, my wife and I were coming in, and I was carrying my gown. It was kind of blowing in the wind, and she looked at me and said, "Yeah, it's real, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, yes it is, no turning back now." Not that I'd want to. But it's going to take me a while to kind of catch on. I get little glimpses here and there, little bits and pieces of how real it is. It'll probably be halfway through summer, and I'll wake up some morning and realize, oh, I graduated. Wow. But the fact that God is so gracious to me, and Mike, I have to disagree that I've got the greatest soulmate in the world, my wife, Carol. Another aspect of how real it is this was on my seat, reserved for graduates. And I'm getting to sit with them, too. Just praise his name. Somebody mentioned the family aspect. This is the family of God that we have here, and so many times it has touched me. What a great family we have. God is so good to take care of our needs through all kinds of people. I thank him for this holy hill, as Ray mentioned earlier. It's truly holy ground that we walk on here. I thank him for the staff and the faculty, the professors who just made God's word come so alive. You know, it's like, how does he get that out of the Old Testament with all that other stuff in there? You know, some of the professors really have a way of doing it. Michael Card wrote a song long ago that said, "There is joy in the journey." It's been kind of a long journey for me. I took the Moses plan. I won't tell you how long we've been here, but it's been 9 years. Halfway through, I thought, am I ever going to get through this? God, you know, when we first moved here, brought my wife out, you know, we moved out from New England. And with the funky weather we get once in a while, She'd look at me and say, "What have you gotten us into?" There were times that I would go to God and say, "God, what have you gotten us into?" But I'm so glad he did. It is such a blessing, such a trip, really. As I mentioned, Michael Card wrote, "Joy in the Journey." This is part of our journey, one part of our journey that's closing. Another part is ready to open up. And I just thank him and praise him for his love and his graciousness and his mercy. He is able.
Dr. Lambright, did you think you'd see the day? When we go on family outings, we're driving around and we don't seem to know exactly where we're going, the boys will say, "What are we doing?" Mom and Dad will look back and, "We're going on an adventure." 5 years ago this week, actually 5 years ago this last Sunday, I pulled into Colorado Springs and I came to the school. And I looked around and I said, "God, what am I doing here?" And he said, "You're going on an adventure." These past 5 years have been a fantastic adventure. "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. Little did I know the blessings that he had in store for me for the next 5 years. The lessons that he had to teach me when I reluctantly left my home in Washington. I praise God for changing my NBC experience one day through the words of Dr. Lambright. And this is really a deep thought. He said in class, "Unpack your stuff and get here." When I stopped fighting with God about being here, and I allowed myself to get here, I was able to enjoy the plan that he had for me here. He's done so much to allow me to grow, to allow me to be a better person, a better father, a better husband. He has blessed me with friends that I will have for life. He's blessed me with a brother who knows me better than my brother. He's helped our family to grow, to be closer than we ever were before we got here. It's been an incredible experience. When I think about it, I think, I'm not sure I want to leave. But I know that once again, I have to go on another adventure. Before I do, though, I want to thank each of you who worked as guides on my adventure and help lead me to fulfill this path. I know that having each of you in my life has been a blessing and has helped me to become who I am, and I appreciate that. I am thankful for that. And of course, I want to thank my wife for going on this adventure with me, and I look forward to going on the next adventure with you.
Nothing worth having comes without hard work and a lot of personal desire and drive. I know I've said that a lot to my family and friends over the years, but it really hit home when I put this on. And God spoke to me and said those words back to me. What I've seen on paper for so many months is now coming to be a reality. My road is long. 22 years ago, God called this country boy from Maine and said, "I need you." I spent some time in Boston at ENC, and during those years, I just wanted to have fun. And I played, and I failed, and I played some more. And one day I was standing underneath this clock that used to be on the campus at ENC, and God said, you know, you're not going to graduate here. And he pointed to this Bible college. And, you know, back then I was young and a little full of myself, I guess I should say. And I was like, yeah, right. And a few years later, I left ENC pretty broken. And I went through about 7 years of, what now, God? And God said, you know, one day I'm going to send you to NBC, just like I told you. And I spent some time in the Carolinas, and I spent some time in Wisconsin. And I went back to Boston thinking I was going to do something there. And one day God said, okay, it's time. And I sold everything I had, almost. And in 1995, I moved out here. And 2 months after I moved out here, I was like, this is not working. This is not working. And I came up to the Bible college to pray. And I stood underneath the towers. And God reminded me of my time at ENC, standing underneath that little clock, small compared to this tower. And he reminded me, you know, way back then, I knew where you would be right now. And that was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I thought, well, I'll be done in a few years, and I'll be able to go on, and everything will be okay. 4 years into that, I realized this isn't going fast enough. And I got burned out, I got sick, and I left. About that time, I met my wife, and God did some miracles in my life during those years. I'd like whoever's got my son to hold him up for everybody to see for a second. Charlie was under 3 pounds when he was born, and I expected him to die. And God said to me, he's going to see you graduate. I sat in that hospital room and I put my hand on the bed and I said, Lord, I can't do this. You're going to have to do this for me. And I watched this miracle after miracle after miracle went by. God brought me back here in 2003. In the last 2 years, I got more done than the first 5 years I was here. I want to ask everyone here to ask yourself, what personal desire do you have that takes hard work and is worth going after? Is it a family? Of course it is. Is it following God's will? Is it standing here someday? Of course it is. Just remember that God knows where you're going to be now.
If I took all the words that I know in Spanish and English and put them all together, they couldn't even begin to give justice to the faithfulness that God has shown in my life. And so I'm going to try and begin by offering myself a living sacrifice for his service. 5 years ago, I began taking online classes with the idea that I would get a Christian counseling degree. We knew that my last year would be here on campus, and my husband and I pastor in New Mexico, and we both thought, this is our way out of New Mexico. We live on the high plains of New Mexico where it is dry, and there are no mountains, and there is no water, and the land is usually parched most of the year. And as time grew for me to come to Nazarene Bible College, God revealed his plans for us, and that would be that I would come without my husband. I've listened to you guys talk about your wives being here to support you. God has done miraculous things through our separation. We've lived this year over 400 miles apart, but God has grown us individually into his image, closer to his image. And yet, through the miles, he has grown our marriage stronger. That's God's faithfulness. We left Colorado Springs in 1997 after my husband graduated here. And I left crying, not wanting to leave the mountains and the water and the greenery for the plains of New Mexico. But today, I long for the holy ground that God has placed us on in New Mexico. This time has been a time of growing, and it's been the hardest time of my life, and yet it's been the easiest part of my life because God has allowed me to witness the transformation of two lives, one my own and the other of my husband. And for that, I will always be grateful. Thank you.
For 5 years now, I've been hearing stories from people that's come across this stage of God's miracles and God's faithfulness and God's love in everybody's life. And I, too, am no different. God has created a work in me which I never expected. I'm just a mere shadow of who I was when I came here back in November of 2000. You know, I'm so thankful that the God that called me and the God that has called each and every person here tonight is the same God that called Abraham. It is the same God that called Paul. And we know that with his mighty hand, he will sustain us. When I came here, I couldn't say this. But tonight I can say this with clear conscience. God, he is my hero.
To God be the glory, great things he has done, and I stand here proclaiming his greatness. This year, as a member of the counseling cohort, I have learned more of who I am and how I can serve God's people. As I graduated last May, I said God told me to take his word out to a hurting world. But first he wanted me to find out who I was. And through the counseling cohort, I have found out who I am in him. So to God be the glory. Now as I clasp my hand into his, and I say, Lord, lead me, I will follow. You have called me, I will answer, and I will go. I am ready for the great adventure, and I join the rest of the graduates as we join in this great adventure together.
Many people doubted when God chose a shepherd boy to be a king. And many people doubted when God chose to send his son in the form of a child. And many people doubted when God called me. And I'm sure a lot of people still doubt. But praise God, I'm getting through. And it's by his grace that I've gotten this far. And I want to thank my God for every remembrance of all of you. I couldn't single out one single professor because all of you have been a blessing to me and have helped me mightily, and I thank God for you.
Well, greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I've been waiting a long time to say that from up here. Well, 5 years ago on Labor Day weekend, my wife and I pulled into Colorado Springs from Ohio, starting our career here at Nazarene Bible College. But my journey didn't start there. It started in 1975 when I accepted Christ as my Savior. In 1976, graduated high school and felt called to go into the ministry. But my pastor talked me out of it. He said I was too young. I needed life experience first. Well, here I am 30 years later, about to graduate. And I praise God for God's diligence on me. It's been a long journey. It took brain surgery, actually, to get me out here and finally give me a wake-up call. But I praise God for each and every step of the way, through the rough times and through the good times. A long time ago, a pastor friend of mine told me to adopt a scripture out of God's word and take it through your rest of your life. And I chose Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do anything through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. He's given me that strength, and I praise him for it. Thank you.
You said I'm not that short. Of all the amazing things I've learned here, and there have been some really amazing things, I think the greatest thing I learned was that God can use even me for his glory. And I am very grateful for that. He has sent me friends, family. I didn't come out here with family. My family won't even be out here for graduation, but that's okay, because I have family here and I have people who care and who have encouraged me. And even in the case of the cohort, have put up with a lot from me. And I'm just grateful to NBC for being the kind of college that it is. I've been in a lot of colleges, and I think this is the best place that I have been so far. And I thank all of you, and I most of all thank God.
I think the greatest way that I've heard of God showing his faithfulness so far is through encouragement. And the ways that God has shown me his encouragement is through things like a note from a professor that shows me I'm actually getting all this stuff, through the times when my husband would do the dishes, or the vacuuming, or the laundry, and ironing my robe. The instance that stands out most in my mind is I was working at a rec center during my time at NBC, and there was a little girl there who sometimes she was kind of arrogant and proud, but in this one instance, she did just a really selfless act. I didn't know what to say about it. I was going to try and be theological about it, but she's 8. And so all that came to mind was, you know, I think that God is really proud of you. And, you know, she was like, oh, okay, whatever. And she walked away, and I was like, oh, man, that was dumb. But when we sat down to watch a movie later that night, she curled up next to me, and she said, Miss Daisy, I think that God is proud of you, too. And it just sticks out in my mind, because God is not just a God of unconditional love who's going to love me when I fall and when I do stupid things and when I can't finish an assignment on time or, you know, get my act together. He's a God who's going to be proud of me for being obedient and following his call for my life and excited for me when I walk across the stage. So know that he is proud of you too.
Jerry and I were talking about waiting so long for our turn, waiting last, but I think this is biblical. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Now, I don't know where we're going to go with that, but... Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm a Christian. Really, I'm a radical Christian. I love my Lord Jesus Christ, and I stand here today because he asked me to come. Spring of 1999, the Lord says, Michelle, I want you to go to NBC, and I said, uh-uh. For 6 months, it was in December, the Bible, I opened it to John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey me. I said, drats, drats. love my Lord Jesus. And he's been so faithful. I started in fall of 2000, 5 years. He's been so faithful. His provision, nice home, a good job. I'll leave here with minimal debt. His sustaining grace. Have you been there on your desk where you woke up and you read your book by osmosis? You know what I'm talking about? It's a sustaining grace is all I can tell you. I woke up thinking, I know this book. But actually, props, I did read those books. But I did. But his sustaining grace to carry me through. 10 o'clock at night, you're tired. You know you have to get up at 5:15 and go to work. And you use your lunch hour to read, but yet you're tired and you're reading from osmosis again because you fall asleep on your book. But it is his faithfulness that has carried me through. And these 5 years, I praise him for his spiritual formation in my life. I have grown so much spiritually. He has shown me that he's faithful in these 5 years. And he says, Michelle, I'll take you through the rest of your life. Will you do this one specific ministry for me? I have a ministry for you. Will you do it? It didn't take for me to say drats. He's been faithful. And I said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And that assignment starts in July. I praise his name. He has been faithful. And lastly, to the women, he has called you. Yes, he has called you. He has a place for you. Cling to the call and lean on the faithfulness. He will see you through it. Praise his name.
Well, at first I thought they were saving the last for the oldest, but I don't think that's quite true. But I didn't trust my memory to even write it down, so I want to share this passage of scripture. Isaiah 43, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. God has used that scripture twice with me. The first time was almost 20 years ago, when I had just gone through a very traumatic divorce. And I packed up my two children and moved from Ohio to Phoenix with no job. Only that I knew without a doubt from God's confirmation of his word that that's where I was to go. Little did I know at the time that a few years later I'd meet Herb. God has been so faithful. It'll be 7 years come August that we left Phoenix and moved up here. As we were preparing and praying as to whether or not that's what God wanted us to do, God again gave me that same scripture. And I really, coming from a city of Phoenix to Colorado Springs, thought I had come to the wilderness, the trees and the woods and... But God said he would make pathways, and he has made pathways. He has been so faithful. At the time, Herb said, I felt like Abraham must have felt, leaving and moving to a far country. God's faithfulness has been incredible. Our journey here has taken a couple of side roads that were unexpected, but God has been so faithful. He has provided our needs. He has healed when there was serious illness, and he continues to bless abundantly. I stand here tonight only because of God's faithfulness in our lives.
Well, it's been said over and over again, the faithfulness of God, and we've all... In our hearts, even while seniors, you've been speaking, we too say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonder. Let's stand together, and as family, friends, and graduates, let's sing give thanks with a grateful heart. It's because we give thanks to the Holy One. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, His Son, give thanks.
Now to Him who, by the power at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. 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 Go in His peace.